March 21st, anchored. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Mark 5:10b through 11. I have a tie pin that forms a cross on the top and an anchor on the bottom. It's a reminder that my life is anchored in the cross of Christ. Many times, usually in a worship setting, someone has pointed to the pin and asked, "Are you a fisherman?" My answer is always, "I'm a fisher of men." Simon Peter and his companions had just netted what was probably the largest catch of their lives. They had to be ecstatic. Just thinking about the money they would make and the admiration from other fishermen had to be exciting. But then Jesus said, "From now on, you will be catching men." Amazingly, they didn't ask Jesus for an opportunity to sell their fish or even to show them off. They left their boats where they landed, along with the fish and everything they had ever known or worked for, and followed him. Their anchor was now in Jesus. As Christians, we cannot count on our social standing and possessions to keep us grounded. When we cast our net with Jesus, we must anchor in him and him alone. Question: if Jesus called you to leave everything today so that you could be a better fisher of men, would you do it? Ask God to secure your anchor.